Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., all rights reserved.
Hi, Jim. I want to thank you for our 10 years of conversations, which have always been civil and thoughtful, even when we disagreed strongly. You are a great friend doing great work.
20,000 interviews and 10,000 hours of live radio.
A big fat congratulations to the man that makes us all sound good. Proud to be part of your brain trust, Jim.
Welcome back. Celebrating the third decade of the Small Business Advocate Show. I'm Jim Blasingame. I'm responsible for the chaos around here. We're having a great visit with our good friend Scott Arno, thesecurityadvocate.com. That's how you found him online. Scott, thanks again for being here. I remember a few years ago when you could buy these, when you first were able to buy these digital picture frames. You know what I mean? Mm-hmm. You could stick your thumb drive in and download some pictures, and they would pick little picture frames sitting on your table, and it would roll pictures of your family, blah blah blah, right? And those came from China. And the word was that they were also loaded up with a bunch of bombs and Trojans and whatever. And when you stuck your, you know, when you stuck your thumb drive in and pulled it out and then put it back in your computer, it would transfer all that over. I don't know if that was ever true, but it was the word that was happening. Word is out now that Russia may be.
It would be hard to set up.
Yeah, exactly. Well, apparently, according to some new articles, Russia is doing something like that.
Well, it's funny you mentioned, because today is actually an interesting day. Today, there's actually a presentation being given at Black Hat, which is one of the larger security conferences out in Las Vegas. It's being given by someone from Microsoft's Threat Intelligence Center, talking about attacks that they detected a little bit earlier this year, where one of the Russian FSB sort of cyber subsidiaries known as Fancy Bear, also called APT-28 and other names, it's basically an attack that they're doing coming through what are called IoT devices. IoT devices are sort of easy to overlook, but they outnumber the combination of both computers and smartphones.
And
there are
growing,
more IoT devices
exponentially every day.
Huge, huge. And they would basically use these IoT devices as sort of a beachhead, where they'd compromise the device, and then once they're in the network with that, they'd start basically fishing around, looking around the network to see what else they could get. So like in the last segment, we mentioned the idea of having a perimeter, like a big city wall around your city. So they're using a little trick to get inside the city wall. And once they're in, they're quietly fishing around to see what they can get their hands on. What else is vulnerable? What data can they access? And then go from there.
Well, yeah. So my mother-in-law has a Wi-Fi mm-hmm. device that I bought her. And so I can mm-hmm. send her pictures and so she wakes up in the morning because I can connect to that over an app, over a Wi-Fi unit that I put up there. She doesn't have high-speed internet, but she has this Wi-Fi. Mm-hmm. I've got this Wi-Fi unit up there that's a mobile-driven, and I can upload pictures mm-hmm. to her. So she wakes up in the morning, looks over there, and there's new pictures. I do that from 300 mm-hmm. miles away. That's an IoT device, and that's what you're talking about, isn't it?
Yeah, think of it this way. While it might not necessarily be that exact device, it's that sort of idea. And maybe the way an attacker would go after it would be typically devices like that will have like a stock password that basically
right.
we call them default passwords,
like,
whatever
like
the password.
Password
is that comes out of the
like password.
Like password
or 1234.
That, yeah. And there are some, no joke, where they're literally like admin 123, and that's the stock password. The thing is, if you never change it, for an attacker, it's just a piece of cake. They walk in, right. they try the stock password, it works, and boom, they're in your network.
Mm-hmm.
Or it could be something like they found a problem, like a vulnerability on the device, and it's been addressed. You know, they send out security updates for various devices. Let's say it's right. been addressed, but you haven't put the updates in place.
But here's
the
one
problem
thing,
with the update process.
But here's a question, mm-hmm. though. Let's talk about mm-hmm. the money into this thing. There's no percentage in mm-hmm. doing this at my mother-in-law's house. Where are they going with these things? Where are they finding the opportunity? Because otherwise, why would they do this? I mean, they mean harm. Are they trying to make money? So where's the opportunity?
Well, in this case, since this is coming from basically the Russian government, this is more about access than money. So I know the studies they've been doing, they've found – I think earlier this year they mentioned they found over 10,000 organizations had been breached. about 20% of them were private. A lot of them were other government agencies and stuff like power grid type stuff. Not things that you want to have them in, but they're trying to get in a lot of places.
Right.
So for the other 20%, it might be a matter of getting just information from you, mm-hmm. learning things that can be basically mm-hmm. weaponized later if they need it, because if they have it, then they can use it.
Especially if you happen to be the nephew of a senator or something like that. Who knows what they're doing? Folks, these are deliberate people. They're motivated, yeah. They're coming after. Say, Scott, I got to wrap it up. Thank you so much for being here and for illuminating all this information for us. Come back soon.
Absolutely.
Scott Arno, ladies and gentlemen, thesecurityadvocate.com. He's the best, as you can tell. I got to go for this hour. I'm Jim Blasingame, reminding you to seek excellence, not perfection.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.